There was no doubt the men assigned to this fort did not like it here. But exactly how far would they go to get free from this deadly place? The story is next on The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
In the 1720s, the British built Fort King George at the mouth of the Altamaha River. It proved to be an assignment soldiers did not want to receive.
They were men who were over 35 years old, which back then is fairly accomplished, maybe disabled, veterans of foreign campaigns. And within the first year, a lot of them perished from disease.
Alan Roski is the interpretive ranger at Fort King George. Soldiers succumbed to malaria and had few resources nearby.
And so they relied heavily on Charleston to give them their food and rations. And at some point in 1725, a mysterious fire broke out.
A British investigator was sent to the fort to determine what had happened.
And the captain at the time kind of pulled the investigator aside and said, "Hey, listen, I can't prove that the soldiers set fire to the fort, but while it was ablaze, they stood around doing nothing."
It was evident that occupying this fort was a lost cause. A mutiny was perhaps at hand. The conditions were simply intolerable.
We know of at least 140-some-odd British soldiers who perished and are buried on our site in our site cemetery. And it was just an outpost where men knew that they would be sent to die.
While the fort was to be abandoned, this was still an important place. And the story of what it became is next time as we travel the countryside. In Darien, Georgia, I'm Andrew McCrae.